USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany ahead of President Biden's trip to Europe later this week. The delegation is meeting with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group issuing a joint statement saying the senators will return with better insight on how Congress can and will support the Ukrainian people and our NATO allies. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is confident that Ukraine can win against Russian forces.
And the way they win is for us to get these defensive weapon systems to them as rapidly as possible.
That audio courtesy of CBS's Face the Nation. President Biden back at the White House after spending his 113th day in Delaware since becoming president. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Gas prices inch downward across the United States.
Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. kicked off this weekend. Washington, D.C.'s most famous cherry trees are along the tidal basin and nearing peak bloom, but you are able to view the cherry blossoms throughout D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. This woman tells NBC4 in Washington, D.C., she's excited to see the cherry blossoms this year.
It's a real blessing. It really, really is. I'm thankful.
There's even a cherry blossom water taxi if you're interested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Negotiations continue toward a potential new Iranian nuclear deal. While some have been critical of the Biden administration's desire to come to terms on a new agreement, while appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Chris Murphy says those critics are not seeing the big picture.
We cannot allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. That sets off a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. And I don't understand why my Republican colleagues, having watched what Vladimir Putin can get away with nuclear weapons, want to hand nuclear weapons to the Iranians.
The Democrat from Connecticut reminding everyone the Obama administration agreed to the first Iran nuclear deal in 2015, but the Trump administration withdrew from it. Minnesota public defenders reach a deal to avert a strike.
Public defenders in Minnesota have reached a tentative agreement with the State Board of Public Defense. The two sides met with a mediator Friday when the deal was reached. The counselors say they've been pushed to the brink by unmanageable high caseloads that have become routine due to the pandemic, a problem that is being felt across the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
One lot of a pancake and waffle mix is being recalled. The FDA saying Great Value buttermilk pancake and waffle mix is being recalled because of a potential for contamination from foreign material. The code of the lot being recalled is KX2063. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.